Home.
What kind of house or apartment did you live in when you were a child? When I was a kid, I lived in a bungalow in the suburbs. My parents and I barely fit into it, but that just made it cozy. I remember we filled our home with lots of antique furniture. It gave the house a nice atmosphere. We moved to an apartment later, but I always missed our first home. What kind of house or apartment are you living in right now? Right now, I'm living in an apartment by my university. It's not that big. It only has 2 bedrooms, but it's cozy enough for me. Plus, the apartment is part of a newly developed high-rise. It has a really nice view of the city. What kind of house or apartment do you want to live in the future? I'd really love to live in a big house in the middle of nowhere. It might sound a little lonely, but I think having a family there would be awesome. You would have tons of privacy because you don't have any nosy neighbors. And if it was somewhere nice, you could probably have a great view of the stars. What's the outside appearance of your house or your apartment? I live in a high-rise apartment in an older part of the city, so the front of it is actually old-fashioned. It has these really antique bricks and even some ivy growing over it. It's so pretty and makes me feel like I live in a castle. I love coming home to it every day. Do you think the place you are living at right now is suitable for a family with children? Yes, I do think so. I believe my neighborhood is fairly safe and I live around the corner from a great elementary school. It's a top-notch school district, so there are a lot of families with kids in this neighborhood already. I moved here when I was a child myself. There are also beautiful parks near the neighborhood, which are awesome for kids. Do you think the place you are living at right now is suitable for elders? No. I live on a steep hill, and I'm not too close to any stores. I would worry about elderly people being able to navigate the neighborhood safely, as the school nearby creates a lot of traffic on weekdays, and the loud kids may become a nuisance. If an elderly person decided to move here, I'm sure they would make it work, but I think there are better alternatives.
Where are you living now? Why do you live there? Do you like living at your place? I'm living in an apartment in downtown Shanghai. I have 2 roommates sharing the same apartment with me. It's a nice place to live since the rent is dirt cheap for a young guy like me. Plus, my workplace is literally a stone's throw away from there, which is the main reason why I've been living there for a long time. I really hit the jackpot finding this place. Are there any good facilities near your home? My living place is in the city's downtown area. While there are several tasty restaurants around my apartment, which is great for a foodie like me, and we also have a giant grocery store across the street and a small park nearby. So I have to say, it's a pretty livable place.
What's the difference between where you are living now and where you have lived in the past? Well, I used to live in a smaller city for college, but now I live in a big city. I moved to the city just a few months ago for a job I found here. One significant advantage of this big city is that there are more job opportunities than the city I moved from. There are a lot more differences between them, like public facilities, traffic, and lifestyles. It's been a big change to adjust to, but I really like living in the city. It's pretty exciting.
Are there any shops or facilities around there? There's actually a mall that's not too far from my house. It's only a 10-minute drive for me, which isn't bad at all. I like going there to hang out with my friends. Other than that, there's a gym just down the road. I definitely don't go there as often as I should, though. What are the changes of surroundings around your living place? Well, when it comes to changes in my neighborhood over the past few years, I think there have been some high-rise buildings built nearby, so the area is denser than before. Besides, my favorite improvement of this area is the outdoor gym, where I work out on a regular basis. What changes do you think your neighborhood or living area need? My neighborhood is pretty close to perfect, but it would be better if there was a subway station within walking distance of my home. Now, the closest subway station is about 3 kilometers away, which isn't exactly a hop, skip, and a jump away. I heard the city has a plan of extending a subway line to the street next to my home in the next few years. I hope it's true.
Do you know any famous people in the area you live in? No, I don't know any famous people who live near me. It would be so cool to live near a celebrity. But as far as I know, there aren't any famous people around me. I'll have to keep an eye out, though. I would definitely love to hang out with a celebrity. Do you know anyone who lives nearby? Are you familiar with your neighbors? Yes, I'm familiar with my neighbors because they're very friendly. And the Lees, who live across the hall from us, are the ones I'm most familiar with. Our families are pretty close with each other, and I've been inside their apartment a lot since we moved into this home.
How long have you lived there? I've been living there for over 3 years, and I love it. Even though I have to share a room with 3 roommates, luckily they're all easygoing and nice, so we get along really well with each other. Will you move home in the near future? Will you live there in the future? Will you live there for a long time? Well, it's hard to tell. Right now, I live here because I go to school nearby. But after I'm done with school, I might find a job that's far away. If that happens, I would move without a second thought. But I do like this area, so it might be a tough choice.
Please describe the place where you live. I live in the quieter part of a big city, meaning I can take transit downtown very easily, but all the hustle and bustle isn't part of my normal day-to-day. There are lots of grade schools and bakeries in my neighborhood, and a lot of families live here too.
What is your favorite room? My favorite room in my home is definitely my bedroom. I think it's where I spend most of my time. It has all my favorite stuff in it, like my books, and I get to decorate it myself. That really makes me feel at home. Literally. It's important to have somewhere where you can blow off steam and just relax. What are your roommates like? Well, currently, I have 2 roommates sharing the same apartment with me. They're pretty cool. And I'd say I'm glad to live with them since all 3 of us love playing video games, so we have a lot to talk about and do together. It's really a blast for us having a game night together every Saturday.
What do you usually do in your flat? Well, when I have some time to myself, I like hanging out in my room. It's probably where I feel most at home. After all, I got to decorate it myself. So everything is to my taste. I usually just sit and read or scroll through social media on my phone. It's a nice way to kill time. What room does your family spend most of the time in? I think we spend the most time in the living room. It's a comfortable place where we all have room to kick back and relax. My mom and dad sit on the couch together. I like sitting in the love seat. We all watch TV or just have quiet time as a family.